How am I going to feel when I eat this? Lean meat, lots of vegetables and healthy fats, and sometimes indulging in a dessert allows you not to feel deprived while taking control of your eating. I asked my friend Andrea about how she decides what she is going to eat. The number one question she asks herself is, how is this going to make me feel? Personally, I like how I feel when I eat lots of cooked vegetables, but when I eat raw vegetables, I don't feel as good. Therefore, I tend to eat more cooked vegetables because of how they make me feel. When I eat a banana, I will eat a quarter of a banana. Not because I have anything against bananas, I just know that I won't feel as good if I eat the whole thing. Thin eaters report that they hate the feeling of overeating. It makes them tired, sluggish, and uncomfortable. They regret it when they eat too much and feel it right away. They don't diet. They just follow an eating lifestyle that feels perfectly natural to them. As you practice OMAD and a tasting, you'll find yourself agreeing, eating too much is ridiculous. One thing I want every reader to understand is that as long as you eat in your eating window, you can't make a mistake no matter what you eat. These days, I'll have half a donut and won't feel guilty about it one bit. Why? Because I don't eat donuts every day. The problem with dieting is people don't want to control how much they eat, so they make their food behave. They overeat on things like carrots or celery and say that because it's healthy food, it doesn't count. That's not what the Bible says at all. The Bible says to put a knife to your throat if you're being gluttonous. Proverbs 23:2, period. The end. You have to practice self-control. If I ask a thin eater, someone who is very healthy, what she ate yesterday, she may say a slice of pizza and half of a brownie for lunch and a half of a steak with non-starchy vegetables for dinner. In my head, because she's drop-dead gorgeous and super skinny, I'll say to myself, see how skinny she is and she ate a brownie and pizza? Then I will talk myself into eating like that, and I can eat it, but only if it's gluten-free. Otherwise, I'll feel awful. My body can't process gluten because of autoimmune issues. My body cannot handle it, but hers can. If I eat gluten, my joints hurt, I can't walk, my head gets inflamed with the psoriasis and chunks of skin fall off, and I get massively constipated and exhausted. If you have no food allergies or sensitivities, but you avoid certain foods because you think you're being good, then you're trying to control the food instead of focusing on hunger and fullness.